fucked my Achilles trying to play soccer again after 20 years. And I've been trapped on the couch 5 days straight and probably for much longer, weeks, maybe months, I don't know. But I'm weirdly enjoying it. All of a sudden, I'm not allowed to do my to-do lists and my running around like a headless chicken. I just have to sit and be still. Everything's economical and necessary. I've been forced to step outside my little bullshit routine of life for a moment. And I fucking love it. I've been forced to become like my cats. The stillness with the plants in the room. I've got nowhere to go, nothing to do. I'm saving on petrol. I'm saving on bullshit extra purchases that I'd get at a supermarket. I'm saving on stupid coffees if I ever buy them. Actually, I don't buy coffees out anymore. And there's a weird kind of clarity that it all brings. It's actually really beautiful. It makes the plants in the room more vivid. It makes my stupid little jail cell feel like enormous. I felt like I was in a jail when I was running around and I had the world at my feet. And now that I'm trapped in just a couple of rooms with some crutches, it actually feels like my world's opened up and become more vast. It's weird. Life's full of paradoxes and weird contradictions. I'm not in some stupid holding pattern that I just feel like I'm constantly in as I run about the circle of my day, my little dumb route. I love how life kind of forces you into resting, even if you don't want it. But it goes, nah, too bad. You're gonna do this. You're gonna have to rest. And now I fucking love it. And even the writing stuff and wanting to find an audience 30 years ago, life again said, nah, you're gonna have to do a 30-year apprenticeship. You gotta wait. Life is always just going, nah. It's doing things to you. There's only so much bullshit control I can pretend I have until it just puts you in your place and says, this is how it is. So I'm almost literally a pig in shit with my foot up on a stool thing. My foot looks like it's like a rubber glove that's been blown until near explosion. It looks ridiculous. Part of me also feels like all this writing shit that I've been doing for so long now, it was almost designed for a moment like this. Like the lockdowns were something else. The lockdowns weren't designed to be trapped. That they felt like I was trapped in my brain. But this time, because it's of my own doing, my own body, it's not the government telling me what I can and can't do. It's my body. It feels like heaven. The government telling me what I can and can't do felt like hell. But it feels like... This is almost what I've been prepping myself to do. Like, sit on the couch, finally to stop thinking about my own bullshit writing so much and my own thoughts and my own crap and just watch shit, enjoy other people's shit, see what else is out there, all that sort of shit. And I love how life just doesn't fall apart, even though I'm not out there actively running around. It's almost like I've tricked myself into thinking if I'm not going and doing my normal bullshit routine things, life could just fall apart, but it's not. It's actually gotten a weird small bit better. Like, I do miss exercising and going to the gym because that just keeps the bullshit stress off. So I can just overthink and that just stops me from thinking. Sometimes I almost think I loved injury or the body's frailty, either whether that's through a hangover or through a fucked ankle that I have now, it's almost a relief. Part of me feels like I crave injuring myself, so it takes the bullshit brain monkeys away from my head and into my body. Like I'm fully back into my body again. That's what I feel. I feel like this is my own bullshit therapy session, so excuse this. But yeah, everyone's telling me, oh, go see a doctor, go. But I was like, nah, I'm enjoying this too much. I'm enjoying being injured. It feels good. It feels actually, it's like, no, I want to be in my body, not my head. It's a break from my fucking head. It's really fucking good. Maybe that's why I willfully get drunk every probably 2-3-4 weeks, just so I can, yeah, part of, it's not really to enjoy the drunk part, but it's the injured hangover part where I can't do anything for 2 or 3 days, and that's a weird relief. It's so dumb. I'm such a fucked up individual, I think, sometimes, the way I think. It's like I enjoy the hangover more than the actual joy of the drunkenness, because it means that I can't do anything. And that's to me, that's the biggest relief. In my 20s, I would have said, oh, I like the joy part of the boozy part, and the hangover's terrible. And the hangover's still terrible. It's actually even worse now if I get drunk. But yeah, writing can only starve off that brain anxiety for so long. Like, that's the reason why I write so much, is to almost, I just need to write one dumb, true, simple thing a day, and I feel like I can sort of milk that with my thoughts, ruminate on it for a bit, and it kind of checks off a day, makes me feel semi-sane for a little while. But it's never enough. It's like writing is like accumulating money. The writing and the ideas are never enough. I'm just a junkie chasing a constant high to feel sane. But yeah, the older you get, you start to realise every time there's a setback, there's an absolute goldmine that if it doesn't present itself straight away, it might present itself a week later sometimes, and often 3 or 5 years later. But for now, I can see the immediate payoff while my foot's up. It feels good. I feel lucky. It makes me feel weirdly alive. It's fucking, yeah, I'm swearing too much today. But yeah, like I was saying, like something I wrote earlier this week about swearing and how it takes the pain of life away just for an instant, just to swear. It's like a Band-Aid. It doesn't solve anything. It's small, it's cheap, but it actually alleviates the pain of life. And I found myself swearing a lot, and it's like, oh, that's why swearing's so good. Each time I do it while I'm walking around on crutches from room to room, if I've got to go to the dunny or make myself dinner or whatever, it takes the pain of life away just for a second, just for a split second. It's like, that's why I'm swearing when I'm not injured, because it's taking some bullshit existential life pain away. That's, so it's, even though it's, I've noticed people will often say, not often say, but I've noticed a few people have said, oh, why do you swear so much in your poetry? Is it because it's on trend? And then maybe they've got a point. Perhaps it is on trend. I have seen a lot of people swearing in their poetry and stuff like that. But yeah, this injury makes me go, nah, it's because everyone's in pain. It takes the pain of life away. People are more in pain than they were, I'd say, 10, 20 years ago. You can feel the temperature and mood of each decade. And you can feel like I'm nearly 50, I'm 49, turned 49 a week ago. But you can feel the temperature and mood, the weather of the last 7 years as one of the most anti-life, oxygen-stealing, bullshit 7 years. And I think it's just because of all the fucking constant news and opinions, and everyone's got a platform to say crazy shit, and I say crazy shit too, but fuck it. Anyway, I'll keep this one a couple of minutes shorter, because I don't really have anything to say or anything of value to give apart from whatever waffle may have preceded this. But yeah, if you'd like to leave a review on Spotify or Apple, I'd love it. Even though I've said before, a third of my episodes are pretty good, a third of them are average, a third of them are shit. This might go into the shit category. So yeah, see ya.